Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun of Masechtas Yevamos and begin the fifth parak of Gamliel. To help us understand the Mishnah, we'll begin with a short introduction. The Torah states that when a man dies without children, one of his brothers is required to perform a Yibum or Chalitza with the Yevama. Yibum: once Biyah has been performed, the Yevama becomes the wife of the Miyabim. Since the mitzvah has been fulfilled, there are no further obligations to the other brothers, and the other wives of the deceased brother are now free to marry anyone. Furthermore, it's now forbidden for the Yavam, or another brother, to perform B with another Yavama because of bias echer hu boina ve'in boina beis batim. Chalitza: so too when Chalitza has been performed, there are no further obligations to the brothers, and the Yavama, as well as the other wives, are now free to marry. Furthermore, it's now forbidden for the Yavam, or another brother, to perform B with the Yavama, or one of the other wives, because of Kivin Shalei Bono Shuv Lo Yivna. Maimer is when the Yavam gives the Yavam a Kedushin. Min HaTorah, Maimer is not effective because the mitzvah can only be performed through Bia or Chalitza. Therefore, if one brother did Maimer, one of the other brothers would still be permitted to perform Bia and she would become his wife. However, the Chachamim saw fit to initiate a Gezera that when one brother performs Maimer, the remaining brothers are now prohibited to perform Bia with any one of the Yavamas midrabanan. Because since Maimer, which is Kedushin, is similar to Bia, and that they are both procedures to create a marriage, one might confuse Maimer with Bia. One might think that just as Maimer, which is Kedushin, although effective with other women, is not effective with a Yavama, Bia is also not effective with Yavama, and allows the Yavam, or one of the other brothers, to perform Bia with another one of the wives, which would be Asa Midaraisa, as mentioned earlier. Therefore, Chazal said that when one of the brothers performs Maimer, the remaining brothers are now Asa Midrabanan to perform Bia with this Yavama or one of the other Yavamas. Maimer is also effective in that the Yavama is considered his wife Midrabanan. Therefore, if he decides to give Chalitza to remove the Zika, he's also required to give her a get to remove the Maimer. They're both then also to marry each other's relatives, midrabanan, as in the case of a regular divorce, min hatayra. However, the remaining brothers are permitted to marry her relatives. Get: a similar gezeira was established when one brother gives the Yavama a get. Min hatayra, a get is not effective, since the mitzvah can only be performed through bir or chalitza. Therefore, if one brother gave the Yavama a get, one of the other brothers would still be permitted to perform bir, and she would become his wife. However, the Rabbanan saw fit to initiate a gezerah that when one brother gives the Yavama a get, the remaining brothers are now prohibited to perform Bia with any one of the Yavamas, midrabanan. Because since Chalitza and get are similar in that they are both procedures to dissolve a marriage, one might confuse get with Chalitza. One might think that just as a get, although effective with other women, is not effective with the Yavama, Chalitza is also not effective with the Yavama, and allows the Yavam, or one of the other brothers, to perform Bia with this Yavama, or one of the others, which would be Asa Midaraisa, as mentioned earlier. Therefore, Chazal said, one of the brothers gives the Yavama get, the remaining brothers are now Asa Midarabana to perform Bia with this Yavama, or one of the other Yavamas. A get is also effective in that the Yavama is now considered a divorcee, restricting both of them from marrying each other's relatives Midarabana. However, the remaining brothers are permitted to marry her relatives. So we have established that when one of the brothers gives the Yavama a Maimer or a Get, the remaining brothers are not allowed to perform Bia with this Yavama or one of the other Yavamas.